Citizens Energy Group's Dig Indy has been called the most significant environmental endeavor ever undertaken in Indianapolis. The federally mandated project, started in 2011 with a $2 billion price tag, includes a 28-mile-long network of deep rock tunnels aimed at eliminating sewer overflows into area waterways by 2025. WFYI's Taylor Bennett asked Engineering Manager Mike Miller and Citizens Energy Group spokeswoman Laura O'Brien for an update.
Where is the work right now with that project, Mike?
Currently, we have a number of sites across town. As far as the deep tunneling goes, we have completed recently our Lower Pogues Run tunnel, and we are about to complete our White River tunnel. Once those are completed relative to mining, we'll then go in and put a concrete liner in the tunnel. We'll have them online by the end of 2021. And based on the terms of our consent decree, which is our agreement with the EPA, we have staged milestones. So you may recall about a year and a half ago, we had an announcement that the first two legs of the tunnel system were online and working, and that was our Deep Rock Tunnel Connector and our Eagle Creek Deep Tunnel. And those had to be done by the end of 2017. The next big set of milestones are 2021.
With those milestones, the ones that are open now, are you pleased with how it's working? Is it working?
As of today, we have prevented more than 900 million gallons of sewage from entering our waterways through the portion of the open portion of the tunnel we have right now. So that's really exciting.
Is that surprising to you?
We anticipated that stretch of tunnel would keep up to 1 billion gallons of sewage out of our waterways annually. So we're very close to that, and we're very pleased with how it's worked thus far, and just looking forward to continuing that progress of keeping our waterways cleaner.
Now, this project is a pretty expensive undertaking. $2 billion project, is that still the target that is going to be spent, or is it over budget, under budget?
Right now, we're trending slightly under budget. We have about a $2.4 billion budget. These are 2016 dollars. And right now, we're trending towards $2 billion. So we're trending about $400 million under budget right now.
The project is funded through the wastewater bills of ratepayers in Marion County, and there's been increases in bills. Will customers eventually see decreases in their bills in the future?
We take on 30-year debt to pay for the project, and as the project is complete, we still have to maintain the service on that debt. So relative to a rate decrease in the future, I really don't know what that would look like at this point as we maintain that debt over time. It's certainly something that we've been asked about, and the honest answer is I don't know.
Would you say that this project is at the halfway point?
We're very close to the halfway point. We have six large, deep, interconnected tunnels. I'd say from a construction standpoint, we're about halfway. And we have to be totally done by the end of 2025. So we have a good 5 to 6 years left.
You know, with any construction, it doesn't matter if it's road construction or this type of construction, there's always some kind of inconvenience to either motorists or homeowners. Have you guys been working with the local areas once you start a project to keep them updated on what's going on and how it's progressing and kind of minimizing those inconveniences?
We know it's frustrating, and a lot of us run into barriers whenever we've got construction going on, too. So we understand, but the community's been really wonderful, and they understand our need for cleaner waterways here in Indianapolis, not just for the purpose of, you know, drinking water, but also for recreation and economic development here.
Well, thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Engineering Manager Mike Miller and Citizens Energy Group spokeswoman Laura O'Brien speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett about the Dig Indy project.